Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan takes first base on ball four. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood throws the ball into Javier, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hundley moves to third. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. One out. Floyd Wicker pinch hits for Ray Washburn. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Brock reaches second base with a double. Wicker moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wicker scores. Brock scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. McCarver moves to third. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tolan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon is walked intentionally. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCarver scores. Cepeda moves to third. Shannon moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Shannon scores. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Flood throws the ball into Maxville, who relays the ball to McCarver, who tags Smith, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-4, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pete Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ron Willis now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Ron Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman juggles the ball. That's an error on Stoneman. Maxville moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxville scores. There goes Willis trying to get to second. Smith throws the ball into Santo, who relays the ball to Kessinger, who tags Willis for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Darcy Fast now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Fast covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler pinch hits for Darcy Fast. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Mel Nelson now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Wayne Granger now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tolan, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Banks scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Phil Regan now pitching. Billy Williams now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler is hit by the pitch. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Spangler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Regan. Cepeda moves to third. Tolan moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-8, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.